and Savitri too awoke among these times. Let's hasten to join the brilliant summoner's chant, and lured by the beauty of the apparent wave, acclaimed their portion of the ephemeral joy, aching to the eternity when she came, no part she took in this small happiness. A mighty stranger in the human field, the embodied guest within made no response. The call that wakes the leap of human mind, its checkered eager motion of pursuit, its fluttering huge illusion of desire, visited her heart like a sweet angel note, time's messenger of brief light, was not to her. So here there is nothing to say. It is a description of Savitri's nature. She came from above and didn't share the smallness of humanity. That's all. In her, there was the anguish of the gods imprisoned in our transient human mode. The deathless conquered by the death of things. A vaster nature's joy had once been hers, but long could keep not its gold heavenly shoes. Or stand upon this brittle earthly base. A narrow movement on time's deep abyss. Life's fragile littleness denied the power, the proud and conscious wideness and the bliss she had brought with her into the human form. The calm delight that waits one soul to all, the key to the flaming doors of ecstasy. Earth's grain that needs the sap of pleasure and tears, rejected the undying rapture's wind, offered to the daughter of infinity, her passion flowers of love and doom she gave. She came to transform the world and make it fit to receive the higher light and power. But in order to transform this world, one must first accept it. And then accept at the same time its inferiority, its weaknesses, its incapacity to live the higher consciousness. And that gives me the impression, the strong impression of what has been for ages and centuries, but it is not the final destiny of the earth. Life is expected to transform itself in order to be able to express the divine thing, divine consciousness. And that is why she has come upon us to prepare.